We're going to carry on this discussion about the Obama administration's shape in the new year. President Obama is going to hold a cabinet meeting next week as he dives into his second term agenda. Some members of his team will be seated at the table who are on their way out. Paul Brandis of West Wing Reports joins us to chat about the shaping of the second Obama administration. Good morning, Paul.
Hi, Dick. How are you?
Good. Well, we just heard from WFED there some of the positions that may be changing. What do you know about who may be leaving?
Well, what a timely promo that you ran. I mean, look, everybody knows the big one, of course, is Hillary Clinton. She made clear more than a year ago that she wants out. She's done a terrific job, I think, including just the shuttle diplomacy in the Middle East just this week that forged that a ceasefire. But she is gone, perhaps to surface again in 2016. She'd be 69 years old. Also, of course, Tim Geithner at Treasury, he has said he wants out. He's going to trade his government paycheck for a seven-figure one, no doubt, with an investment firm. And several groups, the several investment firms, in fact, are already interested in bringing him on, like a Citigroup, which has hired Treasury secretaries in the past. So those are the big two. But beyond that, everyone from Stephen Chu at Energy to Ray LaHood at Transportation. And, of course, there's been an empty chair at Commerce ever since John Bryson stepped down after that car wreck.
Well, you mentioned the big two there, Treasury and State Department. What about the Pentagon? Leon Panetta staying on?
Well, Panetta has also said that he wants out. He wants to go back to his California walnut farm and retire. So no question that he is out as well. So those are the big three, actually.
Well, who are some of the new faces that we might be seeing?
Well, they're sort of new, old faces, really. At state, I think probably the leading contender at this point is Senator John Kerry, the senior senator from Massachusetts, also, of course, chairman of Senate Foreign Relations. I think the odds have probably lengthened for Susan Rice, the UN ambassador. There are Republicans on Capitol Hill, of course, John McCain and Lindsey Graham, who have said that they will oppose her nomination. But I would ask this question. After the election, when it became clear how poorly Republicans fared with minorities, do they really want to filibuster against a black woman? So I think they're really going to have to make a decision there.
And really briefly, Paul, with the economy still quite sluggish, have you heard any names surfacing as to who might replace Geithner at Treasury?
Well, if Geithner, there could be anyone from Jack Lew, who is works just down the hall from Obama now as chief of staff, perhaps Erskine Bowles, of course, he of Bowles Simpson fame, the deficit reduction plan that Obama largely ignored. Obama could also go the traditional route and pick a Wall Street guy, perhaps Larry Fink of a BlackRock, but perhaps, probably not, though. I think he'll probably hire somebody in-house.
Paul, thanks for the insight.
Thank you.
Paul Brandis of West Wing Reports.